Chapter 11. Rec Number 2 Iscariath Jmanuel Sunanda. Wednesday, August 9, 1989, 10 a.m. Year 2, Day 358. Yes, Dharma, let me give back unto you a song. Put your hand in the hand of the one who stills the waters. Put your hand in the hand of the one who calms the seas. Take a look at yourself and you'll see your brother differently. And put your hand in the hand of the man of Galilee. So be it, for he offers his hand unto any who will accept of it, for I know, I have walked with him since the eons past. I am Judas Iscariot of Judea, long since gone from that place, but walking with the Master. He is the way shower and captains this ship unto its proper portage. You are given to walk in physical form at this glorious, most glorious time of a golden dawn. You ones are most blessed, you who take his hand and prepare a place for his coming forth in radiance. You cannot comprehend how blessed you are to have these truths bestowed upon you. And further, to be granted the gift of building of the city is beyond thy grasp. So be it, for it shall finally come into thy realization. Laws of the creation? Or of man? There came to Jmanuel Pharisees and scribes from Jerusalem, saying, Why do your disciples disregard the laws of the elders? He answered and spoke to them, Why do you violate the laws of the creation for the sake of your own man-written laws? Moses said, according to the laws of the creation, you must honor your father and your mother, but he who unjustly honors his father and mother shall die a death. But you teach, he who says to his father or mother, I sacrifice to the cult what I really owe to you, he needs to honor his father and or his mother. And so you did away with the laws of the creation for the sake of your statutes and hunger for power. You hypocrites, Isaiah prophesied about you accurately and said, The people of Israel honor the creation only with their lips, for their hearts and their knowledge are far from it. They serve their cult in vain because they preach such falsehood and deception, which are nothing but man-made laws. Jmanuel called the multitude and said, Hear and understand. The teachings of the scribes and the Pharisees are wrong and are all lies, because they teach you man-made laws, which are not the laws of the creation nor of God. His disciples came to him and said, Do you know that the scribes and the Pharisees took great objection to your words when they heard it? They went out from here to witness against you and to have you slain because of your teachings. But Jmanuel answered, All plants that do not live according to the laws of the creation will dry and perish or will rot and perish. Let them say what they will say and do what they will do, for they are the blind leaders leading blinded ones. But when the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into a ditch. But we will go away from this place that the persecutors remain without gratuity. Peter then spoke unto Jmanuel, Please interpret to us your speech about the blind men. Disciples reprimanded. Jmanuel reprimanded his disciples and said, Are you, too, still without understanding and therefore ignorant and doubting in thy spirit? You have been with me for a very long time, but you still do not have the ability to think and recognize truth. Verily I say to you, you yourselves will do much towards falsifying my teachings in the future, for you do not come into proper understanding of such simple truth. With your knowledge, you hardly exceed that of the other people who have not walked with me. Have you not yet realized that all the parables and speeches have a spiritual meaning and are about the spiritual life of mankind? O you of little faith, does not your understanding exceed the stupidity of the people and those who make no effort to follow the laws of the creation and of God? Beware, or you will see me in a false perception and light and accuse me of an origin of which I cannot be. Then Jmanuel went away from that place and escaped to the area of Sidon and Tyre. Signs? But again, he was antagonized by the Sadducees and Pharisees who came to him and demanded that he would let them see a sign of his spiritual power. But he answered and said, In the evening you say, Tomorrow will be a fair day, for the sky is red. Then in the morning you say, Today will be foul weather, for the sky is red and dull. You can discern the appearance of the sky, but cannot you then also discern the signs of the times as they appear unto you? This wicked infidel generation is seeking a sign. There shall be no sign given unto it, but the sign of Jonah, who disappeared alive into the belly of the whale and stayed alive therein, and came again alive into the light. Jmanuel said not another word, turned from them and left, and went away from that place. Leaven of the Pharisees. Jmanuel and his disciples then boarded a boat and sailed across the sea and arrived ashore on the other side of the sea. They found that they had forgotten to bring bread along on the journey. Jmanuel spoke to them, Take care and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They spoke among themselves and one said, That probably means something to the effect that we haven't taken along bread or something else to eat, and mumbled and grumbled among themselves. Jmanuel heard them and he was angry and said, O you of so little faith, why does it concern you that you have no bread? Do you still not understand? Do you not have the imagination to understand my speeches? Are you of such little faith and without understanding that you are unable to recognize the meaning therein? Do you still not understand, and do you wish to not understand for all times to come? Do you not remember the 5 loaves of bread and the 3 fishes divided among the 5,000, and how many baskets you lifted up still filled? I speak not of the bread you eat every day, but beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Finally, they understood that he had not said to beware of the leaven of the bread, but of the false and adulterated teachings of the scribes and Pharisees. Peter in trouble. Jmanuel then traveled into the area of Caesarea Philippi and asked his disciples, "Who do these people say that I am?" They answered, "Some say that you are John the Baptist, others, that you are Elijah, and others again, that you are Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Then Jmanuel said to them, "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Messiah the prophets had spoken about, and a son of the living God, the spiritual ruler of the 3 human races. Jmanuel was most angry with irritation and answered and said to him, "O you unfortunate one, my teaching has not revealed it to you, for I instructed you in truth, and you have listened not. I also tell you that you are a faithful disciple, but your understanding must be compared to that of an unlearned child. You are Peter, and I cannot build my teaching on your rock, and you will open the portals of ignorance, inasmuch as people will be overcome by your false interpretation of my teaching, and shall follow it, and live according to false teachings. I cannot give you the key of the spiritual kingdom, or you would open it with false locks and false portals. I am not the son of the spiritual ruler of the 3 human races, and therefore not the son of God. My mother is Mary, who conceived me through a guardian angel, a descendant of our patriarchs, and my earthly father is Joseph, who is a mortal father to me that I might have earthly birthright. And further, Peter, you shall someday correct of thy misunderstanding that the truth shall go forth to the 4 corners of thy planet." He then warned the disciples not to tell anyone such a story as had been pronounced by Peter, and not to go forth and teach such erroneous stories and false teachings. So be it, and Selah. Aho! From that time forward, Jmanuel began to tell the disciples that he would have to go to Jerusalem, and that he would be caused to suffer much from the elders and the scribes and high priests, because he could not avoid bringing his teachings unto them. Peter was angry and said to him, "May God or the creation prevent that! This may not be allowed to happen to you, for they shall arrest, torture, and kill you." But Jmanuel turned to Peter in equal anger and retorted, "Get away from me, Satan. You are an annoyance, for you are not thinking in spiritual reasoning, but in human thought and desire. Simon Peter, again you make me angry and show your ignorant thinking. It is not alone your thinking, but it comes forth from thy lips in behalf of all mine accredited ones. Verily, I say unto you this day, because of your ignorance the world will shed much blood, because you will falsify my teaching and spread it among the people, and it will become more and more twisted and inverted. You will be guilty of the deaths of many peoples, and of the origin of a false name for me, and of the evil insult of calling me the Son of God, and that God is the creation itself, for it shall come to pass as I speak it. But you are still under the grace of my long-suffering patience, and you can still improve your ignorance by some measures. But I am remaining in great annoyance with you, brother." And then Jmanuel said to his disciples, "If someone wants to follow my teaching, he should take the burden of seeking the truth, of realization, and of understanding upon himself. But man will surely not do so, for man is lazy and careless. He will believe that which anyone speaks unto him. It will be those who live their lives in truth and knowledge who will be victorious, but he who lives his life in untruth and ignorance will lose. What would a man profit? What would a man profit if he would gain the entire world and all that is in it, and would damage his spirit? Or how can man help his spirit, if he is unable to think? Man must think carefully and learn about all circumstance in which he finds himself, that he not prejudge without proper knowledge regarding that of which he judges. You have neither the patience nor the willingness to go forth and ferret out the truth of a given circumstance, but judge on untruth and limited knowledge and pronounce thy judgment loudly about the lands. It will merit you nothing in the spans of that which you call time. The creation is timeless, and so is the spirit of man, to perfect the spirit. Verily I say to you, there are some here who will not taste the power of spirit in this lifespan, which they will learn in the next life to come, or the next after that. But the spirit of man is ignorant as long as he has gained knowledge through human thinking and research. And so the spirit of man is not a machination of man, but a part of the creation given to him, which has to be made aware and has to be perfected, so that he proceeds to be one with the creation, since the creation, too, lives in constant change and growth. I repeat, the creation is timeless, and so is the spirit of man. The teaching of knowledge is extensive and not easy, but it is the way to life, manifold in its manner. The human life of man is destined to be perfection of the spirit, so that he lives his life in fulfillment thereof. Even if man makes mistakes, he learns from them and gathers perception and knowledge, thereby cultivating his spirit and acting according to his strength. Without mistakes, it is impossible to gather perception and knowledge so that the spirit can be cultivated. Verily I say to you, the teachings of the high priests, the Pharisees, and the scribes are deceptive and false, when they tell you that a mistake would be punished by God or the creation, when the mistake serves the purpose and the knowledge of the spirit. Since there is no mistake that can be punished if this mistake serves the perception and knowledge of the spirit, so then there is no mistake that can be inherited, and no punishment in this world or another world for the literal punishment of such a mistake would contradict all the laws of nature, and thus, all the laws of the creation. In this life, still in another life, there is no punishment, if a mistake has been committed, which will serve the perception and knowledge of the spirit. If man lives with the vocation to perfect his spirit and obtains perception and knowledge through his mistakes, he leads a life for which he was destined. However, if man does not learn according to the rules and the size of his spirit which is governed by the law of the creation, he is led into things which have to be in accord therewith, since they are destiny. It shall be long before man comes into his balance in understanding of these words. Let it be realized that the spiritual powers of other people affect the life of the individual, either in a perception of good or bad. Persecution of prophets. But if man at this time begins to think and perceive, he needs the teaching. Therefore, the prophets have been sent by the celestial sons to teach the human race the true laws of the creation and the knowledge regarding life. The people are still most ignorant, following the false laws of the high priests and the distorters because they do not perceive the new teaching in its truth. Incomprehensibly so, they curse the truth which has to come. They curse the prophets, stone, kill, and crucify them. But since the teaching of the truth must be spread among the people, the prophets will simply have to bear the great burdens and whatever suffering might come forth under the execration of the people. Therefore, many prophets have been persecuted, are being persecuted, and so shall it be after my time is past. The prophecy of the destiny according thereto is that this also applies to me, and that I, innocently, will be declared guilty. However, brethren, I shall not be killed, but being in a state of semi-death, I will be considered to be dead for some 3 days and nights. I will be placed in a tomb so that the sign of Jonah will be fulfilled. This shall come to pass at such time as I attain a certain perception within myself, increase my own knowledge, and create a new power in mine own spirit. So be it, for it shall come to pass. And thus the days passed in teachings and lessons. Become as a child. One day it happened that a disciple went to Jmanuel and said, "Who is the greatest in spirit?" Jmanuel called to a child who was nearby, and placed it among them and spoke, "Verily I say to you, if you do not change and become as the children, you will not become great in spirit. He who searches and seeks and gathers understanding, who thirsts for knowledge as this child, will be great in spirit. And he who searches and seeks and finds like such a child, will be in himself always the greatest. But he who does not heed this truth and follows false teachings, and neither searches nor finds, would be better off with a millstone around his neck, hanged, and drowned at sea, where it is the deepest, for there is no sense in life and there is no fulfilling of its meaning without searching, seeking and finding. It would be better to expel those who do not understand from life, so that they cannot hinder the willing, who do see truth. But in the afterlife it is certain that the unreasonable people are willing to heed the law of the creation. Woe to the world because of annoyances. Trouble must come, but woe to the one through whom it is caused. However, if your hand or your foot annoys you and is lost, do not take heed. It is better to lose a limb and to grow great in spirit than to have two hands and two feet and remain small in spirit or to wither altogether. Further, if an eye offends you and becomes blind, do not pay attention to it. It is better for you to see the laws of the creation in the vision and might of your spirit, rather than having two eyes and be spiritually blind. See to it that you do not become one of those who are sound in body but sick and lacking in mind and spirit. Search always the meaning and truth of my teachings. Since I am as human as are you, I, too, have to search and perceive, for I, too, am about mind growing and understanding. However, since I am human like you and have gathered my knowledge, so are you capable of learning, searching, perceiving, and knowing. Through this you follow the law of the creation. And through this will you know that you, too, can reach thy perfection. For I come forth that you might know of the path and truth. Counsel in privacy. If your fellow man makes errors and embraces teaching in falseness, go to him and confront him in privacy. If he listens to you, you have won your fellow man and done a great service. If he does not hear you and keeps on embracing his senselessness, let him go, for for he is not worthy of your teaching once you have done all that you can do. However, come to your own knowledge that which you proclaim is an actual fact, truth, and not of thy own perception of personal opinion. It is better to allow an unreasonable person to walk on the path of misery than to bring confusion to one's own spirit. Therefore, take great caution that you be absolute in your truth, and not tainted by falseness to any manner or degree. Verily I say to you, the heavens would fall down before an unreasonable person could be taught reason. Therefore, beware of same, for acceptance of truth comes from just logic and clarity of reason. Sow the seeds of truth and wisdom on fertile soil where they can be germinated and grow, for only germinated seed and sturdy plants will bring forth great fruit. About this time Jemanuel departed from Galilee and went into the Jewish land, beyond the Jordan River. Many people followed him there also, and he healed those who came to him in request of help. Pharisees and divorce. The Pharisees also came to him, taunted him, and said, "Is it right for a man to divorce his wife for any cause?" Jemanuel answered and said, "Verily I say to you, stars would fall from heaven before divorce is permissible, because for the sake of marriage does a person leave his father and mother and stay with his spouse, and they will become one flesh and one blood. And they are no longer two, but as one in flesh and in blood, and that is theirs. And from that oneness can they then bring forth offspring which again are one flesh and one blood of their father and their mother combined. What, therefore, has been joined together, let no man put asunder, for it is against the laws of nature that the child can be properly nurtured and grow in truth and strength as one within the unit of one dot." Then they retorted, "Why then, did Moses command that a letter of separation be issued in case of divorce?" He spoke to them, "Moses gave you permission to divorce because of the hardness of your own hearts and the dominion over you, but it has not been so since the beginning of the human race, for in this instance Moses did break the law. But I say to you that whoever divorces except if it be for adultery and fornication, or for other errors made by the other, is breaking a marriage." Then the disciples inquired of him, "If that is the way it is between a person and his spouse, it is not good to marry." But he responded wearily to them, "Not everyone understands this word, save those to whom it is given, for some do not enter a marriage, because from the time of their birth they are unsuited for marriage. Some do not enter a marriage because other people have made them unsuited for it. And others, again, do not enter a marriage because they renounce marriage for the sake of spiritual power. He who can grasp this, let him grasp this. It is not the divorcing that should be given the careful consideration, but rather the marriage." Children and wisdom. Then it was that the children were brought to him so that he would lay his hands on them to bless them. But the disciples rebuked them as being in annoyance. But Jemanuel spoke, "Leave the children alone and do not stop them from coming to me. For they are my most attentive listeners and of such is the kingdom of wisdom." He put his hands on them and said, "Teach knowledge and wisdom, and you shall be spiritually complete and true followers of the law. Verily I say to you, inasmuch as I am called Jemanuel, which means God with us, you, too, shall bear this name if you perceive the wisdom of knowledge." He then said to his disciples, "Verily, verily I say to you, seek knowledge and perceive the truth if you are to be wise. Since I am named God with us, this means that I stand spiritually above kings and emperors, which means truth is among us. Thus I am the king of wisdom among the human races, as God is the king of wisdom among the sons of heaven, which are the creators of the three human races. But as I was born of earth woman and speak her language, I am called Jemanuel as God is called God in his language, which means king of wisdom and ruler over this human race and ruler over the people. Seek and understand my speech and its meaning lest you may be so bold to call me the son of God, or to attribute to me the power of the creation, or to insult me by calling me the ruler over good and evil. Behold the little children, they are not like you. They believe in the truth and the wisdom of my speech, and therefore wisdom shall be theirs. So why do you push them away?" Then he gently placed his hands upon them, and then departed the place. "What's in it for us?" As they were walking, Peter said to him, "Behold, we have forsaken all to follow you, and what shall we get for that?" Jemanuel spoke to them, "Verily I say to you, you who follow me, some of you will embrace the wisdom of my teaching, so you will be spiritually great in the incarnations to come. But some of you will not perceive the wisdom of my teaching and will spread false teachings about me in the times to come. But those shall have a difficult time finding the truth in their coming incarnation. But you must come into thy truth and wisdom in the conclusion if you are to gain thy spiritual perfection. And thus it will be among the human races from east to west, and from north to south. My teaching will be brought to many, but they will not perceive it. Many will follow false teachings about me and therefore not find the truth, because they consider me God or his son, or perhaps even the son of the creation. Great words will be spoken and some will proclaim that they alone know the truth, because they have become victims of a terrible mistake, and thus follow evil and falsified teachings. Many will be the first among human races, because they will think humanly in their false teachings. But they will be the last in spiritual knowledge and very small, indeed, in wisdom. Wisdom will only be where the knowledge about wisdom bears fruit and follows and respects the laws of the creation in truth. I, Sananda, do place my seal upon these words. So be it, and Sela. I am that I am Sananda. Salu, salu, salu.